MSONewsSports.com. And this is North Shore High School Baseball on MSO News Sports. Thanks for joining us here tonight here from the Lasher Park and Bowl, where we have the Division II MIAA baseball matchup between Danvers and Reading. Reading comes into tonight's game 19-4. They're the number 30 seed in the MIAA D2 tournament, led by head coach Dave Blanchard in his third year. Danvers, the number one seed, 20 wins, 2 losses, under coach Roger Day in his 29th season. Reading got here with 3 tournament wins, a 5-1 decision over Wilmington, 7-5 over Marblehead, and an 8-6 win over Burlington. The top-seeded Danvers has played 2 tournament games, beating Belmont 4-1 at home, and then North Andover on Thursday at Endicott College 6-3. This is 14 straight wins for Danvers High School, so they are on a roll right now. Just ahead, we'll be telling you more about the starting pitchers in tonight's game, but we'll just let you know that Andrew Olczak is pitching tonight for Danvers, about a 9-2 record, 1.60 ERA. Corey DiLoreto, 5-2 for North Reading High School, will be on the mound for Reading. He has a 2.48 earned run average. What we'll do here is we'll step aside. We've got both head coaches coming up, so stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 window series on display at any of our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 series is attractive, rugged, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Go with Anderson, the most trusted name in windows, at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com, featuring live winter high school sports broadcasts in both hockey and basketball. Follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports and email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com. We're connecting you to the North Shore like never before. Welcome back to our pregame show. We're joined by Dave Blanchard, the head coach at Reading Baseball. And Dave, congratulations and a great season for you guys this year and getting on to the D2 North Championship game with Danvers.
Thank you very much. We're excited to be a part of the game and looking forward to the opportunity.
Well, tell us about your season. I think right now you've got 19 wins. Does that sound right? Or is that?
Yeah, we have 19 wins. We compete in the Middlesex League, and we've had a good year in what I consider to be a pretty strong league. You know, we've faced Belmont and, Lexington and, Wilmington, Wakefields of the world, and we feel like we've been through some real competitive situations that have made us a better team, and we got a tight knit group of guys, good balance between our senior, junior, and class, and kind of feel like we've got a good mix of guys.
Gotcha, Dave. Tell me about your pitching the key pitchers on the Reading team this year.
So we actually kind of going into the season, our projected number one had an arm injury, so he was unable to throw a single inning, and in his absence, we've really had to kind of have some guys step up. So Patrick Jordan is a senior captain. He's been one of those guys. He was a all-star last year. He does some catching as well, but he's been a real integral part of our pitching staff. Corey DiLoreto, who's a junior. He plays pretty much all over the place, a little bit of third base and first base. He plays in the outfield. Corey's been another one who's really kind of stepped up and filled that void. And, senior Liam O'Neill, he plays third base when he's not pitching, but he's kind of been our third starter. Those three guys have kind of carried the load for us, every week. And, we've got great contributions from some of our relievers, Nico Gennari, Tommy White, Nick O'Neill. We feel like we have, some pretty good depth at the pitching position. And even though I wouldn't necessarily say we have, a stud per se, but we have a lot of guys that go out and throw strikes, and they all compete, and they've been able to give us a chance to win.
So I'm guessing you obviously tell us you have solid pitching. I also think if you get to this point, you also have some solid defense. So maybe you could take me around
the Reading baseball team kind of position by position, and just and mention, you know, what, you know, some of the offensive notes, if there are some, and then, you know, defensive notes as well about particular players. And I don't know where you want to start, infield, outfield, but it's up to you.
Yeah, like I said, you know, Corey DiLoreto has been, for the most part, our starting left fielder. He's also moved into the infield at different times, depending on the lineups. You know, he's been our top hitter, our top offensive player. He's a big, strong kid. He plays three sports. You know, he's been a real bright spot for us. In center field, we have another junior, Connor Mulligan. Connor's actually the guy who had some arm issues, but he's been able to, you know, give us a good, solid center field. He completed the entire season without an error. He's got great athleticism, and he usually hits near the top of our lineup. Carl Gillies, one of our second senior captain, along with Pat Jordan, you know, he's been getting the innings in right field. You know, Carl's a fantastic athlete. He's a three-sport captain, and, you know, he's been a big part of the football program, you know, being successful, and also the basketball program. So he's kind of fit right in with us as well. At first base, most of the year our starter was Tommy Peacock. He was a senior. He's been on the team for 3 years. Unfortunately, Tommy's had some health issues the last 3 weeks or so, and really hasn't been able to be around the team. But he's back, and he's on the bench with us tonight. And we're just really glad to have him back, because he's been a huge part of playing solid defense over there at first. Nick O'Neill, another senior who's been on the team for 3 years. He's played a lot at second base. He's also contributed as a pitcher. Really kind of improved a lot as the year has gone on, and become someone that, you know, from the bottom of our lineup has been very productive. At shortstop, we have another senior, Mark Dalton. Mark's been, really kind of a stalwart at shortstop, just kind of making all the plays. Sometimes he makes some real difficult plays look real easy, and he certainly is a guy that we kind of build around in the infield. And then at third, Liam O'Neill, he's also a senior. He's been pitching for us too. We moved him from second base from last year. He's, taken very well to third base and made some really big plays when we needed it. And then behind the plate, we've been really fortunate to have two outstanding senior catchers. Pat Jordan, who's our senior, he's headed to Maine next year to play baseball. He's been, tremendous, throwing runners out, keeping our pitching staff in line, that type of stuff. Pat has pitched some, so we've had to kind of, manage his time behind the plate with his arm. We've really seen the emergence of, one of our seniors, Dan Slettering. Dan's a, outstanding young man. He works so hard, and, he's become someone that's not only done a great job behind the plate, but really emerged as one of our top hitters. I think he finished the year close to, 380 with a batting average, and had some walk-off hits, and really kind of carried us at different points during the season. So for the most part, we certainly have other guys that contribute as pinch runners and pinch hitters, and guys that on any given day might get a spot start here or there, but those guys are pretty much the core of what we've been doing.
Great information, Dave. And anything else about the team that you think is important you want to share with us and the listeners, tonight?
Well, I can't say enough about these guys as young men. They definitely, understand the concepts of team. And, one thing I think that, Reading High does well across the board is, we support three-sport athletes. We support kids that are playing multiple things. And, I think the competitive level that, we get to is kind of a result of that. And if you go up and down our lineup, these guys all play in our town leagues. They stick together throughout the entire season, and I think that speaks to our success and speaks to the fact that we've been able to kind of have a nice run here in the tournament.
Gotcha. Well, Dave, thanks for your time. If you could hold on the line just for a moment, I'll if you could do that, that'd be great. But again, thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Dave Blanchard, the baseball coach at Reading High School, with us on MSO News Sports.
Get up to date on North Shore news and issues by checking out North Shore Today every weekday on MSONewsSports.com. News, sports, issues, guests. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.
Joining us right now, Roger Day, head baseball coach at Danvers High School, back at the Division II North Final today in Lowell and or tonight. And Roger, good talking with you. And how's it feel to be back?
That's great to be back. You know, it's so difficult to get back-to-back years. I don't know how often it's never happened for us. So talking with our assistant coaches on the way over, they said, you realize we've been here three of the last 4 years, that when Andrew Olzak was a freshman, we lost to Masco over here. So it's three out of four and back-to-back, so it's you know, not an easy thing to do, but we'll certainly take it.
Well, Roger, you guys, as we talked after the game against North Andover on Thursday, you guys won a different way on Thursday with a long ball.
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever happened to us. I don't ever remember that happening, but we'll take them any way we can get them at this stage. So it was different, but, you know, a couple college coaches said, hey, maybe I'll fall in love with a three-run homer. Certainly will, but it's not easy to do.
Yeah, no, it was certainly must have felt nice to see that thing go over the wall.
Yeah, it was, especially, you know, we're usually pretty good with less than two outs and a guy in third. We usually get him in pretty good, so it would have been really a shame to not capitalize after Zach Dillon went out and tripled to lead off the inning, and we only needed three outs to get the win. So that would have been tough to sleep on if we didn't score there.
Any news, late news with the team at all from Thursday to today?
No, nothing. Status quo. Everyone's healthy and ready to go. So,
well, you got Andrew Olzak pitching today?
Yeah. He got his bullpen in the other day and pitched on Monday, so he's had plenty of rest, and he's good to go. He didn't throw too many pitches on Monday as it was in the 70s, so for a complete game, so he's good.
Any other lineup notes or changes for you? You don't have to go through the whole lineup, but anything else with the Danvers lineup tonight?
No, everything's pretty much the same. Same lineup.
Yeah. As you and I have talked a couple of times before, Roger, what the thing that's changed midway through the season is the defense has really picked up. Is that basically the difference here?
Yes. We definitely have improved our defense and tightened up that way, and we've become a little, you know, a little better on the bases also, and we've gotten. You know, we've gotten some nice RBI hits. You know, we've had guys step up and hit in the clutch. And, you know, usually, you know, it's been Andrew Olzak that's carried us for so long. And, you know, it's nice to be in a run right here where he really hasn't, you know, hasn't been an offensive force, but just he's done it on the mound and defensively.
No injuries or anything, no changes like that?
Nope, everything's good.
Okay. All right, Roger, good luck to you tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Roger Day, head baseball coach at Danvers High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
This is MSO News Sports, the home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock, with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, the North Shore Sports Talk Show.
Welcome back to LaLasher Park in Lowell. I'm Bill Newell, along with John Squires, for tonight's Danvers Reading Division II North Championship game here on MSONewsSports.com. Danvers is the home team tonight, so Andrew Olzak is warming up, the right-hander for Danvers, working with his catcher, Matt Andreas, right now. Andreas, rather. And they're just about ready with the final warm-up toss here tonight, and then North Reading will be, or rather, Reading will be beginning the lineup. They've got Corey Mulligan, their center fielder, leading off. And we'll go through the lineup as we as the players do come up here tonight. But a beautiful night for baseball. The rain is held off. The lights are on here, but it's the field's in great shape.
Yeah, Bill, everything looks ready to go. Two fine teams, representatives of the conference and the Middlesex League, and I think we're in for a real dandy tonight.
Andrew Olzak, 9 wins, 2 losses, 1.60 ERA. Danvers has won 14 straight games dating back from the regular season into the two postseason wins for the Falcons. Connor Mulligan is up. Mulligan has had some arm issues this year, but just played a great center field for Coach Blanchard and Reading High School, right-hand batter against Andrew Olczak, and we're just about ready for the first pitch here tonight. Very comfortable night, maybe getting a little bit muggier here, as the weather forecasters have suggested. There's a slow curve bending over for strike one, and we're underway.
Interesting, he starts with a curveball right away. Fastball is his go-to pitch, but he does move the ball around. He has great presence on the mound.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. It misses outside. Another slow curve outside by Olczak. Coach Day was mentioning, although he did come in and pitch two innings of relief Thursday against North Andover High School, he didn't throw a lot of pitches, maybe about 70 pitches in the win on Monday. There's a curveball reached for and grounded foul off third. Right-hand batter really went out and reached for that ball. Looked like it was going to be a ball outside, but fouled it down the third baseline on the ground.
It'll be interesting to see what Coach Day does, because he always had Olczak as a backup to come in if he's not pitching. Now we'll wait and see what happens depending on the game situation.
1-2 pitch from Olczak to Connor Mulligan of Reading High School. First batter in tonight's game is on the way. It's a strike three call. Fastball biting at the knees on the outside part of the plate. One out.
Great pitch. Great two-strike pitch. Great pitch.
Carl Gillies is up. He's a right-hand batter, right fielder for this team. Gillies, a three-sport star, and both coaches here today have mentioned how much they really do appreciate three-sport athletes. That's good to hear. He's football, basketball, and baseball player. Swings at the first pitch, sends one out into right center field, and it lands and is cut off by Lynch out in right field. The throw will come back in, but not in before Gillies gets on second base with a double to right center field.
Got a great jump out of the box, too. And that's a great point you said, Bill, because more than one sport athlete, what happens is many times they're in pressure situations, whether it be basketball, hockey, football, whatever, and they're used to the pressure-type situation. This certainly is a big game, and they know it, and they've been there before, and that there's no substitute for experience.
Well, they got a runner in scoring position. Corey DiLoreto is up. DiLoreto hitting .461. He has 35 hits this season. He is their number one hitter right now. Good, strong right-hand batter. Going up against Olczak, and they'll pitch away from him, and they're going to load the bases up intentionally. They'll intentionally walk him.
Well, I don't think they'll load it, because that's going to put a forced play, right?
No.
We'll go one, first and second.
Good call.
So, you know, it's smart. He probably came close to leading the league in hitting. He's a three-hitter. You don't want Olczak to fall behind right away, and now it's a force at any base, which is kind of an interesting thing. Coach Day does stuff like this all the time.
Yeah, you're right. So there's ball three wide of the plate. The intentional walk coming up to DiLoreto, as we mentioned, a 461 batter. And here comes ball four wide of the mark. Matt Andreas, the catcher, stabs it up on the first base side, and now runners will be at first and second. Not loaded, first and second. One out and two on. Liam O'Neill, the third baseman, is up, right-hand batter. O'Neill is hitting .338 this season and the number four slot, 23 hits this year, 15 RBIs. So he, too, has been very productive for Reading High School. First inning, one out, top of the first here in Lowell. Danvers versus Reading. Olczak of Danvers, right-hander on the stretch, comes to the plate with a pitch and gets a strike.
Good pitch.
Yeah, working the outside part of the plate here so far tonight.
This is the first time I've seen Olczak pitch, and he does keep the ball down, which is great for your infielders. Got the last one up a little bit, and it was deposited as a double.
O-1 pitch, is hit grounded foul off a third. Nothing in two. So a pitcher's count here. And, John, you made a good point earlier, too, about when you have runners at first and second, you do create some real additional options defensively, depending on what happens with this batter here.
It'll be interesting to see what they do if he squares to bunt at all. Not this man, because he has two strikes, but you see what the rotation is, which is interesting. A lot of coaches like to see early what they're going to do.
Pitch swung on and missed. Yep. Strike three. Big, big out for Andrew Olczak in Danvers High School. A swinging strike by Liam O'Neill. Strike three. That's two swinging strikeouts for the two outs this inning. And with runners on first and second, Tom White is up. White is hitting .262 this season. He has 16 hits, bats from the right side as well. White is the first baseman tonight for Reading High School. Runners at first and second. And now Olczak steps back off the rubber and looks back to second base. The runner there is Carl Gillies leading away. Nice big lead at second for Gillies. Second baseman Mento cheating over to the bag. A curve bends over but low for ball one.
Outfielders playing fairly shallow here, interesting, with two outs. They don't want anything, it's a big park, but they don't want anything dropping in for a base hit for a potential run early.
The 1-0 pitch is a strike called. One ball, one strike. Curveball at 69 miles per hour. We're in the top of the first inning. Two outs here, two on, no score. Danvers and Redding. Olzak of Danvers from the stretch looks back at second, comes to the plate. Curve misses inside and high.
Looked like a different pitch, maybe a changeup or take something off that. Was definitely not a breaking ball, a little bit high.
Great to have you with us on this Saturday night, North Shore High School Baseball here on MSO News Sports. The pitch, swung on, grounded foul, past third. Not very much foul, though.
Yeah, 337 down the left field line. That's a pretty good poke for a high school player, I'll tell you. That's another reason why they're probably playing shallow, and they have to get used to it.
Yeah, they got about a 10-foot wall out there, too, right? I'm
right.
Guessing something like that.
And they are defending champs, so they've played here before. They know what it's about. Some of these kids have been in this game before.
Tom White at the plate swings and hits it high in the air. Infield pop-up, right side. Second baseman Mento there. Under it and squeezes it for the out to end the side. So, Redding gets a hit. An intentional walk. They leave two on base. But Andrew Olzak strikes out two swinging and gets the third out on a pop-up to the second baseman. And the inning comes to an end. A half inning. Redding nothing. Danvers coming up.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 window series on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 series is attractive, rugged, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Go with Anderson, the most trusted name in windows, at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
MSONewsSports.com, featuring live winter high school sports broadcasts in both hockey and basketball. Follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports and email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com. We're connecting you to the North Shore like never before.
Heading to the bottom of the first inning, Danvers will have Andrew Olzak up first, their pitcher, followed by Danny Lynch with the two home runs on Thursday against North Andover. And Jordan D. Donato, the first three hitters, 1-2-3 for Danvers to face Corey D. Loretto of Redding High School, who's 5-2, 2.48 earned run average. Started eight games this year, four complete games, and two shutouts.
You know, interesting, Bill. Olzak, their leadoff hitter, probably one of the better hitters in the Northeastern Conference, a two-time MVP. And I find it interesting, coaches, why many times they may best hitter bats first. And I asked a coach one time, and he told me that they obviously get up more times. So a first batter, instead of maybe you left the end of the game with two outs and in the on-deck circle, first batter does get up a lot. So it's interesting Olzak leads off for Danvers.
Yeah, they, of course, and it's a short season too, John. In high school baseball in the spring here in New England, it's not a very long season. As we mentioned,
leading off for Danvers,
and Olzak is up.
No score here early. Bottom of the first.
Right-hand batter, Olzak, from the right-hand side, going up against the right-hand pitching DiLoretto. Right waits for the first pitch, and it's a strike poured right over the plate for strike one. Andrew Olzak, batting 424, just over 400 this year. had a great season, great career here at Danvers High School. Takes another strike. This one off speed from DiLoretto. Curveball. DiLoretto looks very poised out there, doesn't he, John?
Yeah, good size, too. Good size in the mound, and he does. He also has a presence. These are two of the best pitchers in Eastern Mass.
The next pitch is a curve hit on the ground to short. One big hop to the shortstop. Fielded there by Dalton. Throws on to first in time for the out. Tom White, the first baseman, taking that throw. One out. Olzak retired. Shortstop to first base, and here's Danny Lynch.
Well, quite a game the other night, huh?
Oh, man. We have a video up of him, and if you're a Danvers fan, you got to watch that video. He was clearly pumped after hitting two home runs, including the game-winning three-run home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Left-hand batter Lynch for Danvers swings and hits one. Line drive caught by the first baseman White, going to his right side, going way up for that ball. He hit it off the inside part of the bat, so it hung up there, and White ranged and skied and got that ball.
Yeah, White's got good size, too. Another reason why you're taller guys play first base. Danny, first pitch, too. So you already get two down.
And here is Jordan D. Donato, left fielder for Danvers, right-hand batter, takes one high for ball one.
So far, Bill, he's throwing a lot of off-speed pitches. I wonder if that's in the scouting report. They figure Danvers is a good fastball-hitting team. Be interesting to see how the game progresses.
DiDonato, a 300 hitter, swings and hits one high in the air, foul down the right field line, and out of play.
Turning out to be a nice night here, Bill. Nice crowd. Both teams have a following. And as you said, kind of interesting. This is really the state semifinal Division II, correct?
Yes. It in essence is, right. There's only one more game for the winner of this Division II. There's a ball taken up high. Two balls and a strike to DiDonato. Big, strong right-hand batter for Danvers High School. They spot him outside, does Jordan, the catcher. Takes ball three.
He reminds me a little bit of Jeff Juden with his release. I mean, I remember Jeff Juden for the great pitcher from Salem who later played pro ball. Watch him as he follows through. He's a big kid, and he follows all the way through with his arm.
3-1 pitch. Misses outside. Ball four. Jordan DiDonato walks for Danvers with two outs here in the first inning, and Matt Andreas is up the catcher.
Yeah, Danvers with their first base runner of the evening.
Andreas is he's hitting almost 500 this year. Also having a great season, great career for Danvers High School.
Another two or three sport athlete.
Yeah. Andreas bats from the left side against the right-hand pitching, Corey DiLoretto from Reading High School. The catcher again is Pat Jordan for Reading High School. From the stretch now, DiLoretto pitches. There's some heat there. Ball taken down low by Andreas.
Third baseman playing kind of shallow, interesting. I know it would be a very strange time to bunt, but it's interesting. These guys have well-drilled probably on Coach Day and some of his philosophies.
Two big powerhouses here from the North Shore kind of filling each other out here in the first inning. There's a throw to first base, just a gentle throw. Tom White fields it at first base, and the runner, DiDonato, dives back into the bag. Two outs, one on, no score. Bottom of the first inning, Danvers and Reading. Pitches a strike to Andreas.
Another fastball.
That was a tough pitch there, at the knees and down and in. Now the sun's out here, John. We've got some blue sky out beyond left field out there, center field.
Yeah, I brought some good weather up with me late.
You're the guy. Pitch swung on, hit high in the air, left field, not deep. Left fielder Bradley going still back, and he backpedals and makes the catch out in left field. The ball looked playable right from the beginning, but Bradley had to keep going and keep going back, gently backpedaling, making the catch for the third out. So the Falcons, no runs, no hits, leave a runner on base. That's DiDonato reaching on a walk, and through one, no score here between Danvers and Reading here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Loafer, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com, keeping you in touch with the North Shore. Our multimedia website presents Trending Now with Josh Arnold, Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock. And follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports.
Joe Bradley, the left fielder, is up. Bradley, who backpedaled and made the catch in left field to end the bottom of the first inning for the Falcons, is now up for Reading High School. No score here in the second inning. And the sun is out. Right field splashed with sun right now. Lights are on as well here at LaLasher Park in the D2 North baseball matchup between Reading and Danvers, and Andrew Olczak pitching to Bradley. Curve is over for a strike.
Well, he's got a nice breaking ball. Great motion, nice breaking ball. Keeps it down.
Came in relief on Thursday in the Danvers win over North Andover, pitching two innings there. Actually picked up the win in that game. Next pitch is grounded foul.
Yeah, Coach Day's done that quite a few times this season in key position, situations throughout the season, especially toward the end of the season as they were fighting for the championship.
Not sure when the next game would be for either one of these teams, whoever wins. And as you mentioned, John, there's just one more game for these guys. There's not a... This is basically the state semifinal right here, this game here today. And it may be on Thursday. Not quite sure whether it'll be a Wednesday, Thursday game. Pitch is taken up high for a ball.
And they'll play the Division South 2 winner, correct?
Yeah. So it's kind of just the Eastern Mass for
right.
This Division 2 in MIAA play. Pitch grounded foul off third by the Danvers dugout.
73 mile per hour pitch. Interesting. Be interesting to see what he gets up to in his fastball. Both pitches. Two of the beauties here, I'll tell you. Both of these programs have a great tradition.
Joe Bradley steps out of the box now, waiting for the 1-2 pitch from Olczak. DiDonato is in left field for Danvers. McGinnis in center field, Lynch in right field. Dillon at first base, Mento at second, Roberto at shortstop, Unser at third. The pitch is grounded up the middle. Second baseman Mento to his right has it. Throws on to first. It throws high. Backed up, though. Runner gets back to first base. See how they score that. It looked like that would have been a playable ball for Mento.
Going
to his
right. I think they called somebody an error there somewhere, charged somebody. And maybe the second baseman, waiting to see how they score it.
Yeah, I think it's got to be on the throw. The throw went over the head of the first baseman, Dillon. Mento did have to go a ways to his right to come down with that bounding ball, and I maybe just rushed the throw a little bit. So here is Dan Slederin. He is the DH. Throw to first base. Runner is back.
Did turn around to get the positioning and square to bunt, waiting to see the positioning of Danvers, whether he's going to bunt or not. My guess is yes, trying to move him along to second base. Runs may be very scarce here this inning, Bill. We thought the other same thing the other day. We thought we were going to have a type of game, a low-scoring game, and all of a sudden they scored in bunches.
Slederink is the DH, looking to square to bunt. There's a throw to first base. Runner is back. Well, Olczak has more zip on that throw to first base than he's had on the pitches to the plate because he's done a lot of off-speed stuff here so far tonight. Slederink is hitting .383.
Got
There's
him.
A throw to first. They got him. Picked him off.
Great move. Great move. Set him up, and then he just turned and fired.
Oh, man.
That's a big out, boy.
Bradley is out. Picked off first base by the pitcher. And we just mentioned how Olczak had some steam on that. I was watching him the other day, too, over at Endicott, John, and he has just a nice move to first base. I mean, that throw is out at the bag. Here's a pitch grounded, a couple of slow hops to the third baseman, fielded there by Unser. Throw on to first in time for the out.
Nice play. Yeah, he does. And that was a different move than on the first two moves, no doubt about it. So that was just a different move. He set him up beautifully, just throwing the ball over, even though it was fast, and then he just skipped it over there very quickly.
Dalton is up, the shortstop, hitting about .242 this year for Reading High School. Dalton batting out of the eighth slot here for the Rockets. Swings and misses at a curve. Pitch was down a little away from the plate, Dalton went after it. Nick O'Neill is on deck. Should Dalton get on base here, the second baseman. Dalton, the shortstop, waits. Played very solid defensively. Swings, hits a ball out short, left field, but the left fielder, Di Donato, comes in and makes the catch. It looked for a moment that ball might drop, but it did not. He just carried a little bit further. Di Donato came on, put the brakes on, and made the catch for the third out. No runs, no hits. There was one Danvers error. They have charged an error in that inning. And Olczak faces the minimum three batters and gets out of the second inning. We'll go to the bottom of the second. No score here between Danvers and Reading here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Get up to date on North Shore news and issues by checking out North Shore Today every weekday on MSONewsSports.com. News, sports, issues, guests. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.
Bottom of the second inning, no score. Danvers and Reading here from Lasher Park in Lowell. Like the little shout out to the Lowell Spinners, their front office, for we arranged some our location here tonight, and they were fantastic as we were dealing with them on Friday. So a little shout out to the Lowell Spinners, great organization, very very nice. And so again, thanks to the Lowell Spinners. Also thanks to our two athletic directors, Andrew St. Pierre, Andy St. Pierre from Danvers High School, and Thomas Zaya from Reading High School, for their help in getting this broadcast on as well for today. And, of course, the two head coaches, Dave Blanchard, who you heard in our pregame, from Reading High School, and Roger Day from Danvers High School. So here's Tim Unser up, right-hand hitting third baseman for Danvers, facing Corey DiLoretto in the second inning. Pitch misses outside. But DiLoretto retired the first two batters quickly and then walked a batter. Struggled a bit with just the one batter, that being Di Donato last inning. Next pitch is a strike.
That's two 80-mile-an-hour fastballs, so he's got some gas on there, and it's early, but those are two fastballs, pretty good speed for a high school lad.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Off-speed pitch pounded over the mound out near second base and into center field. Base hit. Tim Unser with almost a seeing-eye base hit up the middle.
It looked like the two infielders for Reading didn't know which one was going to take it, and one let it go by, and then it went into center field.
I think it would have been a hit no matter what, because yep. It took a big hop, went over the pitcher on the hop, DiLoretto.
Plus, Unser has good speed, too.
Yeah, exactly. So here's Tommy Mento up for Danvers, their second baseman. And he squares to bunt, takes outside, runner gets back. Just a quick note, Unser, the leadoff batter, Unser was... hitting about 381 coming into tonight's game. Here's Tommy Mento with a 1-0 count, squaring to bunt again, and takes it high and away. Ball two.
You know, Billy, early when we had that a week ago, when we had that championship game between Danvers and Beverly, we talked about the lower part of the lineup for Beverly being very productive throughout the season. Zach Dillon, who's on deck coming up, he's had a lot of RBIs during the season, maybe leads the Northeastern Conference.
Another square bunt. This one's bunted right back out to the pitcher. He fields, throws to first. Runner gets down to second base. Sacrifice bunt works. Roger ball here, and Timmy Unser is at second base. Mento sacrifice bunt.
And here's Zach Dillon, the RBI man for Danvers. Obviously, they put a lot of people in scoring position for Zach. He's had a great year.
Yeah, Dillon leads the
only
team.
Only a sophomore.
Yeah, he leads the team with RBIs with 24. Probably a few more, actually, on top of that. Right-hand batter for Danvers High School. Oh, check this. Yeah, this is Dillon. And the pitch to him is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Nick Ramo, the DH, is on deck. One out, one on. The runner at second base. Reached on a walk. No, we reached on a base hit, my mistake. And there's a pop-up down the right field line, into the seats, out of play. Almost first baseman White made a nice play on that ball going back and towards those seats.
Yeah, good bid. Got his feel on. Just missed it, got into the stands.
Unser led off with a base hit. Then Mento sacrificed him over. And here Dylan is up with one out. Third baseman in front of the bag at third base for Redding. The pitch swung on, fouled in the air, out of play to the right into the seats. They have these stands down in right field. It's not completely symmetrical, right? The ball, yeah, they've got some stands out in right field that kind of jut out, sort of similar, reminiscent of what left field does at Fenway Park. But I don't think balls can hit off there and be fair. They've got to be foul balls down
right,
there.
Right, exactly.
Unlike Fenway.
Boy, the field's in great shape, huh?
Yeah.
I know it's a Red Sox affiliate place, but boy, I'll tell you, the great. What a thrill for a high school student to play up here.
You know, John, too, we'll get this next pitch off here. One ball, two strike pitch to Dylan, and here it is. Swung on, hit to left center field. Look out. This is going to land and roll to the center fielder on a couple of hops. Run comes in to score. Dylan rolls into second base, sliding head first with a double.
There's Dylan with his RBI again, once again coming through in the clutch.
Again, a walk, a sacrifice, and a double. Not a walk, I'm sorry, a base hit, infield hit, or not actually an infield hit. The ball was a seeing eye grounder up over the bag at second base and into center field to start the inning. So two hits here for Danvers, a single and a double. And here's Nick Ramo, DH.
Boy, he teed off in that fastball. He's a good hitter.
Ramo hitting about 333 on the season here for Danvers High School. Runner at second base now. DiLoretto looks back to second, comes to the plate with a big delivery. It's high for ball one.
Noticing he's keeping his fastball up a little bit, and that's what happened with Zach. Zach got a hold of it, a high fastball, and drilled it to left center for this two-double. Big double.
He gave
one nothing Danvers.
He gave it the big windup. DiLoretto pitches. Gets a strike there at the knees on the outside part of the plate.
Here's a good pitch. Lower fastball.
Danvers, 20 wins, 2 losses. 14 straight wins. Number one seed in the D2 tournament. The next pitch is a curveball hit on the ground to second base. Nick O'Neill with it. Grabs it, throws on to first in time for the out there. The runner moves on over to third base. Dylan getting over to third base from second base. And Ryan McGinnis is up, the center fielder. Bats left, he's in the ninth spot, and he bats from the left side. So can Danvers squeeze another run in here somehow? Not literally squeeze one in, but we'll see. Maybe that's what they'll do.
Strange things have happened with Coach Tay, I'll tell you, but not with two outs.
McGinnis takes a strike. 84 miles per hour. Left hand hitting McGinnis. Curve bends in. Strike called. Nothing in two. McGinnis hitting 250. Left hand batter. Center fielder for Danvers. DiLoretto pitches. And there's a fastball over for strike three called. And the inning ends. That is the first strikeout for DiLoretto. And we played two full here. Danvers scratching around, getting a run here with a single and a double. And in between, a sacrifice bunt. Unser scoring for Danvers, driven in by Zach Dillon's double. And the Falcons lead here 1-0 through two innings here on MSONewsSports.com.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
This is MSO News Sports, the home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock, with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, the North Shore Sports Talk Show.
Nick O'Neill first up for Reading to start the third inning. They're down 1-0, and Andrew Olczak bends a curve inside for ball one, and we're underway in the third inning here. Danvers scoring the game's only run in the bottom of the second inning. Nick O'Neill, the second baseman, right-hand batter, takes one in tight, steps away from the plate.
9-1-2 coming up for Reading this inning, so the top of the order will be coming up again.
O'Neill hitting .265 on the season, second baseman for Reading High School. The next one is down and away. Three balls, no strikes. Again, this is batter number 9 in the order. Pat Jordan, the catcher, not hitting here tonight for Reading High School. Andrew Olczak of Danvers delivers the 3-0. Got the corner for a strike one called.
Good pitch, taken all the way.
Olczak's 3-1. Here it is. Ground ball, shortstop. Several hops, now it rolls to the shortstop, Roberto. Fields throws in time for the out. Roberto throwing over to Dillon at first base for Danvers High School defensively. One out here. Two strikeouts for Olczak. Both of them came in the first inning, both swinging strikeouts.
Now we're back to the top of the order for Reading.
Connor Mulligan was one of those players that struck out. He struck out swinging his first time up for Reading. In that first inning for Reading, Carl Gillies, who was on deck, doubled, and then Corey DiLoretto was intentionally walked, but then Olczak got out of it with a strikeout, a swinging strikeout, and a pop-out to end that first inning with two runners on. Mulligan takes a ball inside. Where's that number 8? Right-hand batter, leadoff batter. Mulligan hitting .305 on the season for Reading High School. 18 hits. The pitch to him is swung on and missed.
Good fastball, 80 miles an hour.
A ball and a strike. I'm Bill Newell along with John Squires with you here on MSO News Sports. You can always email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. The next pitch is over for a strike. A ball and two strikes. 86 mile per hour fastball.
Fastest pitch he's thrown tonight.
I was just going to say something. He had to throw to first base with that kind of speed.
Yeah, he certainly did.
Picking off a runner. Pitch is swung on. Ground ball up the third baseline. Rolling foul. That could have been trouble. Kicked out foul about 15 feet shy of the bag at third base.
Big thing you want to do is put the ball in play as much as you can because you want to test each other. Even though both of these teams are very fundamentally sound defensively, you're still mistakes. They're high school kids. There's going to be mistakes made, and you don't want to strike out. You want to have that chance to have something happen.
Here comes the pitch from Olczak, swung on, ground ball, foul again.
He was right on top of that pitch.
A ball and two strikes, one out here in the third inning. Reading coming into tonight's game, 19-4, the number 3 seed in the tournament, with tournament wins over Wilmington, Marblehead, and Burlington. The 1-2 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike 3. There was some heat on that, 81 miles per hour. Well, that's the third strikeout for Olczak. Two strikeouts in the first inning, one here in the third inning, and that's the second time Mulligan has struck out here in tonight's game, their leadoff batter. Here's Carl Gillies, doubled his first time up. Number 2 batter here for Reading High School, right-hand batter. The pitch to him is hit in the air to left field. Left fielder going back. That's DiDonato, makes the catch out near the track in left field, tracking that baseball down. So Reading goes in order. Pretty well-struck ball there by Gillies, but tracking it down out there in left field was DiDonato of Danvers High School. Middle of 3, Danvers is leading Reading by the score of 1-0 here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
MSONewsSports.com, keeping you in touch with the North Shore. Our multimedia website presents Trending Now with Josh Arnold Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock. And follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports.
Danvers to bat in the bottom of the third inning. Be the top of the order for the Falcons. Andrew Olzak, Danny Lynch, and Jordan DiDonato, batters 1-2-3 for Danvers, facing Corey DiLoretto, the right-hander for Reading High School.
This is the beginning for DiLoretto. He gets the top of the order, three very good hitters that have been here before, played here before, so it should be a big test here for DiLoretto.
So it's kind of pitcher against pitcher right here. Olzak at the plate, Andrew Olzak for Danvers High School. Andrew Olzak hitting over 400 this year for the Falcons. Right-hand batter going up against DiLoretto. The big right-hander delivers an off-speed strike curveball.
He loves that first pitch curveball, doesn't he? He's got a great motion, like you said, and he falls through, and he's got a fastball going along with it.
Well, he does that big windup like it's really going to be steaming your way. There's a pitch swung on the one strike pitch out to center field. Center fielder Mulligan going back, way back, over the shoulder. He makes the catch.
That's a great catch.
Oh, did he?
Wait a sec.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
he got a good
so
jump
the runner,
on yeah.
The runner was standing on second base.
Yeah, I don't think Olzak believed he caught that or thought he was going to get to that. That
well,
was a great
the outfielders, John, were playing very shallow for Olzak. I was surprised how shallow they were.
Well, once again, if you've got fast athletes that play the outfield, you'll challenge them to play center and try to get people to hit the ball up in the air long on you, and you got a good jump on
Here's
it.
Here's Danny Lynch bunting foul off third base. Of course, the joke was last, I don't know if you heard the audio cuts, Lynch, who had, I think, what, he might have tried to bunt his first time at Endicott on Thursday, but then hit two home runs in the game. And the Coach Day was joking with him afterwards. Next time up, you're bunting. They went long ball on Thursday night. Lynch takes a curve over for a strike two called. Lynch is out. You know, he's not a big left-hand batter. He just got a really nice sweet swing. And boy, he cranked those balls at Endicott. The ball carries there, you know. There's no doubt about that. But
it seems like it's staying up in the air a little bit here, even though that last one was hit pretty well.
Danny Lynch, right fielder. The pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Lynch hit a line drive kind of off the handle in the first inning that was caught by the first baseman who ranged far to his right and up in the air. That's Tom White, made a great catch on that ball. The 1-2 pitch swung on, hit high in the air. Right third baseman coming over to his left, and the infield grass makes the catch. Pop out.
Great competitor, Lynch. Coach Day was talking about him the other day that he's just the type of kid that never says no. He was beat up a little bit. He was hurt. He carried the ball in one of the games during the football season 48 times. Yeah. I mean, that's an unbelievable amount for a high school student or a high school football player. He's just a great competitor.
Liam O'Neill making that catch, the third baseman for Reading. Here's Jordan DiDonato up. First pitch swinging, hits it out in the air to right field. Right fielder Gillies coming over, makes the catch for the out. Just want to make sure, yeah, it is Gillies that caught the ball. The center fielder crossed over and almost was right behind him and right there when the ball came down. Danvers goes in order in the third inning, 1-2-3 for Corey DiLoretto. And at the end of three full innings of the game, Danvers is leading by the count of 1-0 over Reading.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Reading to bat in the fourth inning against Danvers, trailing 1-0. Corey DiLoreto is up, their pitcher, right-hand batter, number 3 hitter in the order. Reached first base on an intentional walk in the first inning. Takes a ball inside for ball one. Andrew Olzak pitching. Matt Andreas catching for Danvers High School here tonight. Olzak's 1-0 pitch here in the fourth. Swung on, grounded foul off third.
Still throwing the ball hard. It's fourth inning. I can't believe we're almost halfway through. So it's not nine innings. Big difference.
Yeah.
Fourth inning here. So game's moving along very quickly.
No runs, one hit for Reading, and one run, two hits for Danvers. Both of those hits coming in the second inning, resulting in the run, one Danvers error tonight. The one strike pitch is strike two called.
Yeah, DiLoreto didn't like that call.
No balls, two strikes. Liam O'Neill, the number 4 batter, is on deck for Reading. The pitch to DiLoreto is strike 3 called.
Good pitch.
DiLoreto thought the ball was outside, but it got the strike call from the home plate umpire.
Yeah, it looked pretty good from here. Too close to take. Two strikes, you can't take that pitch. And he's a good hitter, too, so you can't take that pitch with two strikes.
Liam O'Neill is up. The third baseman struck out swinging for the second out in the first inning with two runners on. Big, big hitter, third baseman. The pitch is swung on and missed. That was a bender down and away, and Liam O'Neill could not get it.
Yeah, 4 Ks now for Andrew.
A 338 hitter swings at a pitch that was in the dirt for strike 2.
Big breaking ball. Fooled him.
Yeah. Must have been guessing fastball, huh, John?
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
One out here on the strikeout to DiLoreto. Liam O'Neill up now, and Tom White, the first baseman, is on deck. The two-strike pitch, down and away, ball one.
Good pitch, good pitch. Andreas really calls a good game. He's a good catcher, real good receiver.
We're at LaLasher Park in Lowell. The 1-2 pitch, curve away. And the count is even, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, I'm looking at Andreas now. Roger does call most of the pitches.
Roger Day, 29th season as head coach at Danvers High School. There's a ground ball to the first baseman, scooped up there by Dillon. Tags the bag for the second out. First baseman unassisted for the out. And Tom White is up, the first baseman for Reading. White in the first inning popped out to the second baseman, Tommy Mento, for the third out of the inning. White, a 262 hitter coming into tonight's game. Right-hand batter against the right-hand pitching Olzak. Takes a strike. 84 miles per hour.
Fourth inning here. 1-0 Danvers. 2 outs, fourth inning.
The one-strike pitch on the way. It's a ball down low. We have our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Award winners for the month of May up there for on our website with interviews and backgrounds. Male and female winners. There's a pitch down and away for a ball. The Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year luncheon is this Tuesday coming right up at the Salem Country Club. where they'll announce the big year student athlete of the year award. There's a strike called. Two outs here. Tom White taking that strike. Two balls, two strike count on the first baseman. Big hole up the middle for him. If he can shoot one over the bag at second base, the pitch hit up the middle. And will it plunk in? Center fielder coming in. Can't make the catch there. Drops in for a base hit. McGinnis had a long way to go, and it was a seeing eye blooper dropping in front of him in center field for the base hit.
Good call, Bill. The batter looked like he was looking towards that way. They were playing a little deeper, and they dropped in for a base hit there.
He had two strikes on him, 2-2 pitch there.
That's a second hit for Redding off Olczak.
Yeah, they had the double. Carl Gillies had the big double in the first inning, number two batter. And here's Joe Bradley up. He reached on an error by the second baseman. There's a throw to first base. Another nice move there by Olczak. Runner is back safely, Tom White. Well, that certainly sends a message, John, to a team when you pick a runner off, as Olczak did.
Absolutely, and it makes a big difference. There's another great move. Oh, boy, that was close.
You know, that's White at first base. Bradley, who is up now.
Boy, for a right-handed hitter, our bat pitcher, he does have a great move to first base.
Now the pitcher backs off the rubber as the catcher, or as the batter steps out of the box, Joe Bradley. Bradley, the left fielder. Was a tough play in the second inning. There's another throw to first base. Runner just back in time. We're in the fourth inning here. Top of the fourth inning. Redding trailing 1-0. Danvers is the home team here in this D2 North Championship game.
Now I take that because of seeding, or do they flip
seeding.
A coin?
Yeah, seeding.
Okay. And Redding was seeded, what, three, is it,
yeah,
Billy?
Yeah, number three seed. Three tournament wins coming into tonight's game over Wilmington, Marblehead, and Burlington. Pitch misses for a ball. Is that the actual first pitch to Bradley? 1-0 count on him on the board out there. A lot of throws to first base. Here's the pitch to the plate. Curve swung on, hit in the air, not deep. Center fielder McGinnis moving in, has room, has the ball. So a soft fly ball to center field ends the fourth inning for Redding. They get a hit, leave a runner on base, but do not score. And at the end of 3.5 innings, the score, it is Danvers 1, Redding nothing. Here on MSONewsSports.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Get up to date on North Shore news and issues by checking out North Shore Today, every weekday on MSONewsSports.com. News, sports, issues, guests. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.
Danvers to bat in the fourth inning. Matt Andreas, who will be the leadoff batter for Danvers, his second at-bat in tonight's game. He had a fly out to left field in the first inning. That ended the first inning for Danvers. Timmy Unser is on deck. He scored the game's only run, reaching base on a single up the middle in the second inning.
Boy, I don't want to put the whammy on Danvers, but as you said, they've won 13 in a row. It's been a long time since they've lost 14. Okay, that's what we're talking about, 14, I guess. I missed one of the games. So 14 in a row. So that's pretty impressive.
Andreas, left-hand batter, going up against Corey DiLoretto. Pat Jordan is the catcher for Redding. Tom White is at first base. Nick O'Neill at second. Mark Dalton at shortstop. Liam O'Neill at third base. The pitch Slow curve is outside for a ball. Joe Bradley out in center, out in left field, excuse me. Connor Mulligan in center, and Carl Gillies is the right fielder. Again, Pat Jordan behind the plate for Redding, and Corey DiLoreto's pitch to the plate is swung on. Looped down into short left field. There's Bradley coming in, now back out a step, and he's got it.
DiLoreto seems like to start batters with that curveball. Somebody is going to guess right pretty soon down the road for Danvers. They're good hitters, and I'm sure they're observing what's going on, and Coach Day's pointing it out. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here as we progress here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0, Danvers.
DeMunzer is up, singled in the second inning, and scored the game's only run. First pitch to him is high for ball one. Matt Andreas, who was just up, now has two flyouts to left field in tonight's game, a left-hand batter.
Both pitchers still throwing the ball pretty high, up close to 80 miles an hour.
Slow curve is over the plate for strike called. One ball, one strike to Unser. On deck, Tommy Mento, the second baseman, had a sacrifice bunt his first time up tonight. Here comes the pitch. It's a strike called.
Then once again, if we can get a runner on for Danvers, we've got Zach Dillon, that RBI man, who's got the only RBI tonight.
Had the double to drive in the Danvers run. Curveball swung on, grounded foul off third base.
Be nice for Danvers to get an insurance run here. I mean, anything can happen in high school baseball, but you get two runs with the way Ozak's throwing the ball. He's going to be tough.
One run, two hits for Danvers in tonight's game. They've committed an error. The pitch is lined to left field and in for a base hit. Unser turns first, stops there. Hard single to left field. He has two hits now on the night, does Timmy Unser. And Tommy Mento is up, the second baseman. Had a sacrifice bunt in the second inning. So Danvers got their run with a leadoff single, then a sacrifice bunt, and then a double by Zach Dillon. Those three batters all in a row. So here now they have one out and a runner on first base, and Mento is up, left-hand batter. And again, he had the sacrifice in the second inning. Takes a ball down low.
Dillon on deck again. Up in the key, potentially a key position once again.
Mento is a left-hand batter, and they play him to pull to right field. Pitcher Corey DiLoreto looks at first base from the stretch, comes to the plate, misses low. One out here, one on for Danvers. Would think Unser must have good speed at first base.
Yeah, he's a good athlete. They want to get a runner down to second base somehow. Plenty of time to go.
There's
back
a throw
to
over to first base.
Third baseman playing in a little bit, anticipating possible bunt.
Yeah, Unser has 11 stolen bases, so he's number two, tied with number two with stolen bases. The ball again. Two balls, no strikes. So Unser would be a threat to go at some point in some kind of fashion. Three balls, no strikes, the count. The pitch to Mento. Ball four.
And just as we were talking about, Bill, here comes Zach Dillon up with two men on board. Or as we used to say, two ducks on the pond.
Dillon up. Dillon looks over at his coach, Roger Day. Now, Day comes out and wants to talk to Dillon. And Redding comes out and wants to have a conference at the mound as the Dave Blanchard is out. I think they're changing pitchers here. Or he's just bringing the infield in maybe to talk.
I think he's probably going to talk like Roger does. All the infielders come in and listen to what the coach has to say most of the time.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, Coach Day has told Zach Dillon what he has to tell him, and Day returns to the Danvers dugout, and Dillon heads up to the home plate. We're in the fourth inning. Danvers is leading 1-0 here in the MIAA Division II North Championship game.
I'm sure Coach Blanchard said to be smart with this, even with third base technically open, be smart with this hitter. He's had a great season, and he does hit the ball.
That last was a walk, right? That was a walk.
Right.
Yeah, right, okay.
Four pitch.
And here is Dillon. He takes a ball. The batter here with two runners on, Zach Dillon. Mento walked. That was following an Unser single. Runners at first and second for Danvers in the fourth inning. One out. The pitch swung on, hit to right field in the air. Right fielder Carl Gillies can't get it. It drops in right along the line. Here comes the runner from second, chugging around. He'll score. Danvers goes up 2-0 as Tim Unser crosses home plate for Danvers High School.
And Dylan delivers once again.
He just plunked a shot down the right field line. That was far away from the first baseman and far away from the right fielder, dropping
barely,
in.
Just barely dropped in there, too.
Fair, yeah. So he drives in his second run of the night. He has both runs batted in for Danvers High School. Unser has scored both runs for Danvers High School. Mento finds himself all the way over at third base. He went from first to third on that. Dylan anchoring himself at first base now. And Nick Ramo is up to DH, grounded to the second baseman in the second inning.
Don't be surprised to see Danvers do something here.
Runners at the corners with one out. The pitch, curveball. It misses. Ball one. Fourth inning here. Danvers leading 2-0. Trying to advance on to the state title game. Possibly Thursday, possibly Wednesday. Whoever wins this game does move on, Reading or Danvers. The pitch is outside, ball two. So Corey DiLoreto struggling here now in this fourth inning. DiLoreto coming in, I think he had the five wins. He's just a great three-sports star, their top hitter at the plate. Strong pitcher, hit the batter, and the bases will be loaded. A hit batter. So Ramo is hit by the pitch. He goes to first. Dylan heads down to second base. And Mento stays at third base. And the bases are loaded here for McGinnis, or do they have a pinch hitter?
Looks
here?
Like we're going to have a pinch hitter here.
I think we are, too. Yeah, we have a Max Paul is coming up. And they're going to run. They were going to put a runner at first base. So going down to run at first base is Joe Soucy. So Soucy running at first base.
My guess is that's a free substitution, right? He can come out and then come back in.
Yeah. They have these sub rules. And don't ask me up to explain it. Please don't ask me, John.
Base is loaded here, Billy.
So here's Max Paul to pinch hit. And one out. And he gets hit. Hit got hit on the helmet. Up top, and he is going down to his knees. It went plunk straight on the helmet. He's up now, but the trainer is coming out to take a look at him. That'll bring a run in. So Paul gets plunked on the head. It looked like the ball hit really the top of the helmet.
Yes, it did.
And
that's correct, yeah.
But it does. I think he's okay. He'll walk down to first base. Yeah, he's okay. So two hit by pitches here in this inning, and a run is forced in. That's the third Danvers run crossing the plate, and the bases are still loaded here. And now we go up to the top of the order, and Andrew Olzak is up, and boy, can he help himself here with the bases loaded. Olzak is grounded to shortstop and hit a fly ball to center field, so he's 0-for-2 tonight. Finds himself up here with the bases loaded in the fourth inning. Curveball hit up the middle. Second baseman, shortstop, can't handle it. Base is still loaded. Well, he went to his left right behind the bag at second. Looked like he might possibly be able to get two, but just couldn't get it out of his glove and then looked for the force at second and never did make the toss for the soft toss and short toss to second for the out as he never could get the ball out into the glove and then onto the base. So that'll go as an error, and the bases are still loaded, and another run is in, the third Danvers run this inning.
And that's going to be it for DiLoreto. Wheels kind of coming off the wagon here, so to speak, for Reading.
Yeah, that's for DiLoreto, tough break for him. I mean, that is probably a fieldable ball normally, but that stuff happens. Coming in to pitch for Reading High School is Liam O'Neill. So O'Neill moves over from third base to the mound for Reading. And O'Neill has a save this year, has a shutout, has a complete game. started six games on the mound, has an ERA of 1.93. So O'Neill coming in to pitch, right-hander for Reading High School.
You know, Billy, Danvers is not rocking the ball around the park. Once again, they're finding ways to manufacture runs, which is Danvers baseball, really. We got two hit batsmen, a walk, an error, you know, so they just make things happen.
Right. And now it is 4-1, three runs in this inning, and there's still just one out here in the fourth inning, and Liam O'Neill is in.
And the base is still loaded. We're not out of this yet for Reading, so...
Not sure if they made another switch here. Now, Bradley is still out in left field.
De La Loretta went to third base.
Oh, he did go to third base.
Yes, he went
okay.
to third.
So that was a swap. I know he does play outfield as well, Corey DiLoretto. So right now he's at third base. Okay. White is at first base. Nick O'Neill is at second base. Mark Dalton, the shortstop. And Liam O'Neill at third base. DiLoretto now playing third base. Here's Danny Lynch up with the bases loaded, and the pitch to him is high and away. Missed by a lot. Ball one. Lynch with those two home runs, as we've been mentioning, Thursday against North Andover. A huge, deep, deep center field drive, a solo shot, and then a three-run home run in the bottom of the sixth to break a three-all tie. There's a strike.
If I'm not mistaken, Bill, that's his 56th home run for the season, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe you're right. Lynch headed to Salve Regina. Yeah, that's his. He'd have 4 and 5. That would be his fifth home run he hit on Thursday. Takes ball three down low. Three balls and a strike to Lynch. Nowhere for him on the bases. They're full. Lynch, left-hand batter.
Good hit his count here.
Liam O'Neill delivers. Misses. Ball. Well, okay, the clock was...
Yeah, that must have been
the scoreboard
wrong.
Was off. I thought that was off.
Yeah, so it's now 3-1.
Now it's 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Lynch waits at the plate. And the pitch to him. That's a strike. Taking all the way. Runners at first, second, and third for Danvers. 3 runs in this inning. They lead 4-0 over Reading. Danny Lynch, the number two batter in the lineup, waits, swings, fouls it back. And the count is full, 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Now, quite a few of these seniors are going from Danvers to play baseball in college, correct?
We got
Lynch
a few.
Lynch at Salve Regina, Olzak at Southern Maine, I know.
There's Lynch hitting one to right center field. Is it going to go in? It is. It's in, and it's beyond the right fielder, in between the center fielder and the right fielder, rolling to the wall. 3 runs will score. Lynch headed for third. There's the throw to third. Not in time. It's 3 runs and a triple for Danny Lynch. He's cleared the bases.
And Danvers starting to blow this open now. 7 runs, 6 this inning.
Paul comes across to score. Andrew Olzak comes across to score. Nick Ramo comes across to score. So we had, let's see,
15,
one walk, two hit batsmen, an error, 3 hits, 2 singles, and a triple. There's a pop-up. First baseman coming over in foul territory. Long way to go, makes the catch. Jordan DiDonato pops out foul to the first baseman.
Nice catch by White.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of room here at up here at the field.
So now they batted around here, have Danvers, and Matt Andreas is up for the second time. So Andreas with a runner at third base, 2 outs, and the pitch to him is a strike. Liam O'Neill in relief pitching for Reading High School. Right-hand pitcher, fourth inning. Time is called. O'Neill working from the stretch, comes to the plate and takes it inside, does the batter. Throw down to third base by the catcher. Runner is back in there safely. Lynch at third base. after tripling and clearing the bases. Pitches high to Andreas. Two balls and a strike to the Falcons catcher. Outfield pulled a little bit around to the right for him, the left-hand batter. There's a ground ball to the right side, past the first baseman, diving to his right. That plates another run. And Andreas has his first hit of the night, and it results in an RBI. And coming up is Timmy Unser. Unser is now the 10th batter this inning.
And that's 11th batter, unofficially the sixth hit for Danvers. Majority of it coming in this inning.
Unser is up. He scored the game's first two runs for the Falcons. Lynch crossing the place from the plate from third base on the single by Andreas, who's on first base with two out, and here's Unser. Two singles tonight. Hits one to right field. Right fielder starts in. Now Gillies goes back out, makes the catch. Reaching up with the left glove hand, and the inning ends. But what an inning it is for Danvers High School. Six runs. We'll keep it right here, John, between innings this time and kind of reconstruct that inning here a little bit. But a couple of big hits, including a big bases-clearing three-run triple by Danny Lynch, who was on fire, as we mentioned, Thursday with the two-home run game against North Andover. But the inning saw Redding change pitchers. But DiLoretto, I think, got a tough break that inning. But he did bring a little bit on himself with a walk and a hit batter. And just couldn't get out of that inning.
Now the interesting thing is it's 8-0 Danvers. Does Danvers save Olczak, save his inning, save his arm? As you said, the game's not as if it's not tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday. He has to Wednesday or Thursday because you probably, Dean Borders has had a great season for Danvers, but you certainly want your ace available if possible. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. He's pitching a great game. He's pitching a three-hitter. He's shutting a very good team out. And we're in the fifth inning here. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, whether he's going for a complete game here or whether Coach Day wants to save him.
How many hits did you say, John? Six?
Six for
Danvers. Yeah, right. Okay, that's what I got. Okay. What an inning for Danvers. Seven runs, four hits. Andrew Olczak getting ready to pitch to Redding here. Down 8-0 here. As they come up in the fifth inning. So they've got the fifth, sixth, and seventh inning to try to come back in this game. We believe the winners, the winner of this game will play down in Brockton possibly later this week. Dan Sledderink is up, the DH, grounded to the third baseman in the second inning. This is just his second at-bat here tonight, here coming in the fifth inning. The top half of the fifth inning with Redding trailing 8-0. Takes a curve over for a strike.
We have 7-8-9 coming up this inning, Billy?
Yes.
For Redding.
Dalton is on deck. Mark Dalton, the shortstop, and Nick O'Neill, the second baseman. Sledderink waits, swings, grounds it foul at the plate. Nothing in two.
Olczak's certainly all business. He's not wasting any time. He keeps the ball over. He doesn't throw many balls. He doesn't walk many batters. Plus, he's still got the good velocity in the fastball.
Up on our website, we have a post up there with some of the scores from today, including some post-game comments from John O'Brien, the Linfield coach. They lost to North Reading today in baseball. 5-2 the final score. 5-1, rather, here at La Lasher. In the D3 game, so North Reading going on to the semifinals now, because in that Division III there are Central and West teams in that
right
in Division III. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed for strike three.
Great breaking ball.
Sledderink strikes out. Been a while since Olczak has been out on the mound. That was a long fourth inning for Danvers.
Billy, what do you have unofficially for Andrew for strikeouts? Five.
Five strikeouts.
Okay.
Yep. That's official, too, John. Let's
Thank
go
you very
that.
Much. Thank you very much. I should have known better.
Mark Dalton
better.
Is up. Mark Dalton is up, the shortstop. Flied out to left field his first time up in the second inning. Kind of shortens up on the bat a little bit. Waits from the right side. The pitch to him is swung on, grounded to third base. Several hops. Fielded there by Unser. Throw on to first. Not going to be in time. Dalton beats it out.
That's an infield hit.
Yeah.
For Dalton.
Yeah, good speed. Chopped, and the ball just chopped and chopped and slowed way down on this grass. This is a grass field here at LaLasher, and I don't know what I was going to mention earlier, John, we were talking, is that give the spinners credit. They had a ton of people working on the field between games here today. Not just a guy coming out or two guys. They had a crew working on the field and really getting this infield in shape, the dirt and raking it all over and getting the field in shape.
That's great. They support high school sports, and that just is one another reason why the Red Sox organization does so many good things for high school athletes around here in this state.
Nick O'Neill is up, the second baseman, right-hand batter, grounded to short his first time up. Throw to first base by the pitcher Olczak, and diving back into the bag at first base is Mark Dalton, being held on there by first baseman Zach Dillon of Danvers High School. 8-0, Danvers leading, a big 7-run fourth inning. Curve is a strike.
He's got a good lead over there at first base. He better be careful. Olczak knows it, too.
Olczak has picked off a batter. There's a throw to first base. Runner standing back on the bag. Olczak's playing this like a one-run game here, holding that runner on first base. Here's the pitch to the plate. Curveball swung on and missed. And now Andreas makes a fake move down with a throw to first base after the pitch, the Danvers catcher. O'Neill waits, right-hand batter. The pitch to the plate. Slow curve is outside for ball one.
Ooh, real testy pitch. Nice job.
Home of the Lowell Spinners, LaLasher Park here in Lowell. And the 1-2 pitch coming to Nick O'Neill of Reading. It's in the dirt for ball two. This is the bottom of the order for Reading here in the fifth inning. Then they go back up to the top of the order. The number nine batter, Nick O'Neill, is up. Throw to the first base. Runner is back. Another dive back into the bag. There have been dives, and then Dalton just stepped back on the bag a moment ago on one of the throws by Olczak. Andrew Olczak from the stretch, the pitch to the plate, swung on and missed, swinging strike three. Two strikeouts this inning for Olczak.
That's his 6K now, and he seems to be getting confident, more confident as the game's going on. He's getting stronger, it seems like. Incidentally, going to Southern Maine, that's a great place for him to go play. One of the better Division III programs in New England, always competing for NCAA tournament berths.
Connor Mulligan is up, the center fielder, struck out swinging twice here tonight.
It's first 80, pitch 84 is miles an hour, Billy, 84 miles an hour, and we're in the fifth inning. He's still throwing the ball, so.
Salve Regina, Danny Lynch will go to Salve Regina. Ryan McGinnis headed to Westfield. Andrew Olczak to Southern Maine, and Tim Unser to Colby Sawyer. Right-hand batter, Connor Mulligan is up with a 0-1 count on him. Two outs here in the fifth inning. 8-0 Danvers lead. The pitch is a strike called. 0-2 to Mulligan. Carl Gillies is on deck. He has a big double in the first inning. One of their three hits, the only extra base hit for Reading here in tonight's game. The pitch swung on, lined into right field, base hit over the head of the second baseman, Mento. Runner from first heads to third, gets there. There's the throw to third base, not in time. It's a single to right field, spanked there nicely by Connor Mulligan. Hard hit line drive to right field, right over the head of the second baseman. Runners are at the corners here for Reading. With two outs, and here's Carl Gillies. As we mentioned, he has a double tonight. And he flied out to left field.
Coach Day positioning his fielders a little bit. There's no action in the Danvers bullpen whatsoever, so he is going to go with Andrew Olczak all the way right now anyways.
Yeah, I was just looking there myself. So here's Gillies up. Corey DiLoretto is on deck. So if Gillies can keep it going, they'll have who they want at the plate with some runners on. DiLoretto, the first pitch is a strike called to Gillies. So Reading trying to scratch around here in the top of the fifth inning here in Lowell.
Gillies got that double earlier in the game, right?
Yes. Got stranded at second base. Here's a throw to first base. Runner is back there. There's a runner at
third base and a runner at first base here for Redding. Dalton is at third base. Mulligan at first base. Mulligan leads away from first. And Andrew Olczak with a one-strike pitch now throws to third base. Third baseman Unser well off the bag, just took the throw over there.
You know, sometimes,
not worried about his pitch count here.
Right, sometimes that sets up the play where you fake the third, kick off the rubber, and go back to first. I'm watching Coach Day give instructions to his defensive alignment here, so...
One strike pitch may be coming to Gillies. And he hits a ground ball into left field. Base hit. Past the dive of third baseman Unser to his left. And Redding scores their first run as Gillies singles to left field, driving in Mark Dalton from third base. Runners will be at first and second here for Redding. And as we mentioned, their number three batter, Corey DiLorenzo, is up. Again, he's their big. He's the real deal here. Three sports star for Redding High School. DiLoreto started on the mound pitching today, batting 461, 35 hits this season, takes a strike.
Well, if they want to get back in the game, this is the time to do it. We're in the fifth. We got two runners on, two outs. You got your key hitter up, maybe your best hitter.
Five doubles, five triples this year for DiLoreto. Here's the pitch to him. Swung on and missed. Took a big, big cut at that one. Nothing and two.
Good fastball by Olczak.
Runners at first and second. Danvers is leading here 8-1. They had a big seven-run fourth inning, bottom of the fourth inning. So here we are on the top of the fifth. The pitch hit, foul in the air off to the right, out of play.
Nice job spoiling that. Count still 0-2.
I'm Bill Newell along with John Squires tonight here on MSO News Sports. Great to have you with us tonight. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swung on, ground ball, past third base into left field. They're going to send the runner. Here comes the throw, cut off, relay, not in time. Redding has scored their second run on a hard, hot shot to left field by Corey DiLoreto, a base hit. That scores Connor Mulligan. Gillies can only get to second base on that. The ball was hit hard, and aggressive base running. Give Redding credit for waving that runner around. Mulligan, the third base coach, and here's Liam O'Neill up, right-hand batter, 0-2 tonight. Struck out swinging and grounded out to the first baseman, right-hand batter. Hits a slow grounder to third base. Third baseman Unser tags the bag at third base, and John, we were talking about that. I've talked about that this week with some couple of games we've done. You know, you have that slow ground ball, say, to the third baseman. Runners at first and second. You got the two outs. You don't even need to make a throw. You just tag the third base bag.
Right, exactly. Positioning the right place at the right time, the whole bit. And you know, ironically, talking about Redding, they've out-hit Danvers. They've got seven hits, and Danvers has six. But here again, once again, they get key hits, Danvers. They find a way to produce runs. That's in, and that's what they call Danvers baseball. They're a very confident bunch of youngsters. They really believe every game they're going to win. They've won 14 in a row, and here they are on the verge of winning their second straight Division North title.
Look at these two different innings here, the last two, last half innings. As you've just mentioned, John, Redding scores two runs on four hits that inning, right? While Danvers, just a moment ago, scored seven runs on four hits.
Right.
And that's what Danvers just continues to do. They batted around plus two in that fourth inning. So they're up here now going to the bottom of the fifth inning. We're here on MSONewsSports.com, the home of North Shore Today. Weekday mornings, look at the news headlines and more. Also have a post up on our website with a little salute out to the shout out to the Marblehead girls lacrosse team. They have a big game on Monday night at Babson. The details are there. I have a video with four of their players. The Marblehead girls lacrosse team. Also, we have posts on the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Award winners for the month of May, both the male and female winners, and the Moynihan Lumber annual or the yearly student athlete of the year will be announced on Tuesday at a banquet or a luncheon at the Salem Country Club. So it's Redding and Danvers here tonight, moving right along here to the bottom of the fifth inning. Danvers coming in at 20-2. They've won 14 straight games, the number one seed in the D2 North tournament. And Tommy Mento is up. Mento had a sacrifice bunt in the second inning. Singled in the fourth. No, walked in the fourth. Left-hand batter. The pitch from Liam O'Neill is a strike. The next one on the way. Swung on and missed. Big swing by Mento. Mento with a base hit that last inning, the fourth inning.
Did Mento not get a run earlier? I got seven of them.
Yeah, Mento did not.
For.
He didn't knock in a run.
I'm trying to think who got that rate.
There's a strike three.
RBI.
Number 18.
Well, McGinnis had an RBI. Dylan had an RBI. There was a hit.
Dylan had two RBIs. Lynch had three RBIs. Max Paul got an RBI being hit off the top of the head.
Yeah.
There was an unearned run when Ann Rolzek hit the ball up the middle, and you said the last one was. That's the missing one right there you just talked about.
Here's Zach Dillon up. And actually, I got to put Mento in here. Got him in the wrong inning here. That extra, all those batters here. Dillon is up. He's doubled and singled here. Takes a strike. A ball and a strike to Dillon. Batting from the right side. Scored a run. Drove in the first run. I think he drove in the first two runs here, if that
right,
works out
exactly.
That right. Yeah.
You got the long double and the drop-in single to right field for the second RBI.
Eight to two our score here. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Danvers is leading Redding. Slow curve is in the dirt for a ball. Dillon steps out of the box. There's one out. Two balls, one strike to count on Dillon.
No, O'Neill, completely different style than DiLorenzo.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled back out of play to our right. Big ballpark like this, seats don't look all that full here, but weather forecast wasn't the greatest. There's a called third strike, and Dillon is out.
You don't see that happen much. Nice job by O'Neill.
Yep.
Kind of pulling the string on that one, and Dillon goes down taking a third strike.
Liam O'Neill, right-hand pitcher, third baseman for Redding High School in relief tonight, working in relief. Hits the Danvers batter. That's the third hit batter tonight from a Redding pitcher. And that's the second time that Nick Ramo has been hit. Ramo grounded out to second base and was hit by a pitch in the fourth and scored a run, and now he's hit by a pitch here in the fifth. He's kind of taken the bat out of his hand a little bit.
Thank goodness for helmets, huh? Jeez.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, some of these are a little scary, too, in a way. Here's Ryan McGinnis up, struck out in the second inning, taking a called third strike, and was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning, too. They had two back-to-back hit by pitches in that fourth inning.
McGinnis has great back control, good speed, real good bunter.
There are two outs here. Runner back at first, diving back in, throw a little bit off. First baseman Tom White pulling it down to his left side. Ryan McGinnis up. They got the headshots of the players on the scoreboard. Kind of a nice feature. There's a slow grounder. Pitcher off the bag. First baseman to the ball as well. And everybody's safe. The first baseman went for the ball up the first baseline, and so did the pitcher on a very slow roller. And no one was there to cover the base. The second baseman coming over just a little bit too late. The pitcher, O'Neill, fielded the ball, but then he had nowhere to throw the ball. No one to throw to, rather.
Good speed. He made a good play, but he just beat him to the bag.
I think they're... I don't know how they'll score that.
I think they gave him a hit.
Yeah.
Infield hit.
McGinnis on first base now. Here's Andrew Olzak up. Olzak scored a run. He reached on an error. Run came across, but he grounded out and flied out. So he's 0 for 3 tonight officially. Scored a run. There's a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop cutting to his left has it. Tosses underhand to the second baseman, covering the bag at second to the retire the side, 6-4. So the Falcons go down, scratch around a little bit in the fifth inning. We've gone fully played five full here with the score Danvers 8, Reading 2 here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Get up to date on North Shore news and issues by checking out North Shore Today every weekday on MSONewsSports.com. News, sports, issues, guests. Connect to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.
Quickly moving on to the sixth inning. Top of the sixth inning, 8-2. Danvers leading. Reading is up. Tom White is up, the first baseman. Number five batter in the Reading lineup. White popped out and had a base hit, takes a strike on the first pitch from Olczak.
You know what I need to do, Billy, down the road is get a counter. I'm just wondering how many pitches. I don't see how many pitches that Olczak has. I don't see it anywhere around here. We do have the MB, but it's interesting to see what happens.
Pitches in tight for a ball and a strike. Well, you'd need two counters, wouldn't you, John? You'd need one for the home team and one for the away
right.
team, right? I mean, if you wanted to do both pitchers.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Or a counter which may be designed for that, which does both teams, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a curve missing for ball two. Or a lot of paper and
yeah,
a pencil.
Exactly.
You
and
do
I
it
know
that way, too.
Exactly, the old-fashioned way. And I know Coach Day is very he's very cognizant of how many pitches his, you know, the innings they're pitched, the strike count, everything. He's a real stat man, so it takes great pleasure in knowing exactly what's going on with his players.
White swings and misses for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Ball three outside. Oh, no. Strike three called. Oh, my goodness. Strike called. That's the seventh strikeout. Joe Bradley is up. Left fielder.
Number 33.
Reached on an error.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to give the ball. And all of a sudden he gave a late call.
Yeah, it was a late call.
It looked a little high, but he gave it to him. So now that's, like you said, seven strikeouts for Olczak.
Bradley reached on an error, then was picked off and flied out to center field. 0 for 2 tonight. First pitch is a ball to Bradley. Andrew Olczak pitched on Monday in the tournament for Danvers High School in the Belmont game.
He came on in relief, correct?
There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Knocked down by Unser. Picks it up, throws wildly to first base. Backed up by the catcher, Andreas, down in that corner we were talking about earlier. That juts out kind of like left field in Fenway Park in those left field stands. So the ball bounced back to the catcher, Andreas, who give him credit.
Yeah, great hustle all the way down to the right field.
Daniel Fluttering.
You know, I think that should be a base hit, don't you think? I mean, it's a bad throw, but I think it was a...
I just think it's a base hit. I haven't seen anything yet. It looks like they're going to give him an error.
If on the, you see that?
Right now, it looks like there's an error.
You're right.
Hits an error. That's a tough call,
maybe,
man.
Yeah.
I don't think he had him.
So Bradley reaches first base on another error. Here is Dan Sletterink, the DH, Sletterink right-hand batter. He is 0-for-2, grounded to third, and struck out swinging in the second and fifth inning, respectively. Here we are in the sixth, and the pitch is hit into left field beyond the shortstop. Shortstop going back. Roberto makes the catch. Looked like that might just go past him, but Roberto backed up and picked up the soft little looping line drive for the second out.
Yeah, it kind of stayed up in the air, as we talked about earlier. Kind of thick here, so it just stayed up in the air and went down to two outs, and Redding's down to Four outs.
Yeah.
Really, if you want to be technical.
Mark Dalton is up, and the pitch is gets past the catcher, and the runner goes down to second base. I think that's going to have to be a pass ball.
I think it is too, Billy. I think that maybe mixed up in the signals a little bit. He looked maybe looking for the fastball, and he gave him a breaking ball, but I'd call that a pass ball.
Yeah, Bradley didn't hit the dirt and till it got past the catcher, Andreas. So the runner's at second base. There are two outs here. And Dalton, one for two tonight, takes a strike on the outside part of the plate. Well, Olczak is getting that call here tonight from this home plate umpire.
Yes, he is.
Eight to two, Danvers leading Reading. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on, hit in the air, fouled on the right side. First baseman Dillon charging over, can't get it. It's into the seats.
If you just jumped on board, it's Danvers 8 and Reading 2 here. We're in the top of the sixth inning with two outs.
Runner at second base for Reading. Mark Dalton at the plate. And the pitch to him swung on foul back over our heads.
Bill, 82 miles an hour. So, I mean, he's still throwing the ball.
This is, I haven't been here. Last time I think I was here was for a Danvers baseball game a number of years ago. We did it on WESX, but this is just a great ballpark here. Great minor league ballpark.
Great place to watch a game.
Yeah. Pitches a curve down.
And you know, it's a great bang for your buck. You come up here, the tickets are inexpensive. It's good quality baseball. It's not too far from the North Shore area. It's just it's a great experience.
And you can walk around and grab a bite to eat behind home plate or whatever and really not miss it. There's a line drive center field base hit. This will play to run. Runner at second base chugging around third and coming across the plate. Bradley scores for Reading, and it's 8-3. Base hit to center by Dalton.
They're not going quietly.
No. RBI for Dalton. Dalton has a run scored and a run batted in here. And Bradley scores. So that pass ball kind of making a difference here, and resulting in a run for Reading. Number 9 hitter, Nick O'Neill, is up, the second baseman. O'Neill is 0-2 with a swinging strikeout in the fifth inning, grounded to short in the second inning. The pitch to him is a curve. That was a ground ball out in the third inning.
Is that curve ball call again on the outside part of the plate?
Strike called, nothing and one to O'Neill. Runner at first base here, 8-3 game. Throw to first base, and the runner is back. Olczak has that kind of a dagger throw over to first base. Very deadly. He has picked off one Reading base runner here tonight. The pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. Took something off that one. And O'Neill, Nick O'Neill, swung through it.
Good pitch.
No balls, two strikes. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Ball is swung on and missed, dropped. The runner is tagged. He's safe. Now they throw down to first for the out. Goes as a strikeout, right?
That would go as a strikeout.
Yeah, strikeout and a putout. So a swinging strikeout. And what do we have? Six, seven, eight strikeouts
eight
now
Ks,
for Olczak.
One walk.
Yeah. And we're in the middle of inning six here. In Lowell, and it's 8-3. Danvers is leading Reading here on MSO Newsports.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Here we are, back for the bottom of the sixth inning. Danny Lynch is up. First pitch, he offers at it with a bunt and fouls it off to the left in the air over the Danvers dugout. Lynch is 1-for-3 tonight, lined out to the first baseman, popped out to the third baseman, and tripled to right center field, driving in 3 runs. Big, big triple for Lynch. He later scored in that fourth inning. Takes a ball high, 1-ball, 1-strike. Left-hand batter. I kind of liken him to Brock Holt, kind of that kind of a look as a batter. Takes high and away for ball two.
Yeah, and he finds a way to put himself into situations, big situations that comes through. I mean, he's had a great high school career, a great senior year, football as well as baseball.
2-1 pitch. It's high, ball three. Well, Danvers still trying to scratch around here, I guess, here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 8-3, the Falcons are leading over Reading. The 3-1. Strike called. I don't think Lynch liked that strike call.
I don't think he did either.
But he, with an 8-3 lead, he should behave, and I think he did. Now he takes calls time. He cut his finger the other day, sliding into third Thursday afternoon over at Endicott College. Came back to play. There's a swinging strike three, and Lynch goes down. Liam O'Neill pitching. Check that now.
Liam O'Neill pitching, still in there.
Came in relief in that fourth inning, the big fourth inning for
Danvers. He's got a sneaky
Danvers.
Fastball. Ball.
Yeah, that ball.
Mean, sneaky fastball. It snuck up on Lynch.
Here's Jordan DiDonato. He is 0-for-2 tonight with a walk. Had a walk in the first inning. Had a fly out to right field and a pop out to the first baseman, a foul out to the first baseman. Again, officially 0-for-2 here tonight. Takes a strike. Nothing in one.
Well, Reading's certainly still battling, as true as a championship team should. I mean, 8-3, it's not out of reach. I mean, they got their work cut out for them, but they're still hanging around.
And there's a pitch swung on, hit high in the air, beyond third base, foul territory. Third baseman back, reaches up, makes a nice catch going away.
DiLoretto, nice catch.
Oh, wow. Foul to the third baseman, DiLoretto.
Number 10.
Here's Matt Andreas up, and he is 1-for-3 tonight. He singled in the fourth inning, drove in the last run, the eighth Danvers run here tonight. Prior to that, he had 2 flyouts to left field. Bats from the left side going up against O'Neill. So this will be his second at-bat against O'Neill. The pitch to him is high and away for ball one.
O'Neill throwing the ball has a little bit of gas on it, 80 miles an hour, so he's not any slouch either.
No, not at all, and he has some nice stats, too, coming into this game. Starter and a reliever for this team. Fastball high, some pop there at 78 miles per hour.
And the Middlesex League is a very competitive conference, too. A lot of real good baseball in that league.
Well, if Danvers can win here today, it'll be interesting here that Middlesex League can beat up on the Northeastern Conference at times, but when you think about it, Danvers knocked off Belmont this year. Lynn Classical eliminated Wakefield in
which
the tournament.
Which was a high seed, right?
Yeah, very high seed, right. That was clearly the big upset. And here now, Danvers going up against Reading. Danvers won the Northeastern Conference, the South Division, the last few years. They've won there. There's ball four. Matt Andreas walks. Takes the pitch outside. So with two out, there's one on, and Timmy Unser is up. Scored 2 runs. Single twice tonight and had a fly out to right field. 2 outs, runner at first base. See if they get anything going here with Andreas at first base. with two outs. The pitch to the plate is poured over for strike one.
Good pitch.
Yep. I went at 76 miles per hour. You know what the spinners did here? When the players came in here, they came up actually into this room, John, and they took their photos on these computers here, and that's how they got the photos up on the scoreboard. They all came up, took their headshots. There's a line drive out at the left center field. It's in for a base hit. Rolling toward the wall, cut off on the track. The runner at first, Andreas, turning third, coming to the plate. Here comes the throw. Here comes Andreas, cut off, safe at the plate, triple for Timmy Unser to left center field. That's the second triple tonight for Danvers. The first triple was a Danny Lynch triple to right center field, driving in three runs with the bases loaded. And here's Tommy Mento, the second baseman, up. Struck out last time in the fifth inning. Swings and misses for strike one.
Well, we're now at eight hits apiece. And the 9-3 ball game here.
Yeah, really. Pitch to the plate, high and away for a ball. The play was actually not a play necessarily at the plate. The ball was cut off about 15 feet in front of home plate, but it was a triple. There's a swing and a foul back. Four, strike one. One ball, one strike. Mento has scored one run here for Danvers tonight. Had that sacrifice, as we mentioned, in the second inning. Pitch swung on, popped up, third base side. DiLoretto going way over to the bullpen area, but it's up in the stands about five rows, out of play. You can see why Coach Blanchard was talking about DiLoretto. He's just an outstanding athlete, three-sport star, their top hitter, and can play left field, playing third base here tonight.
Absolutely, and I'm looking over on the Danvers side, and there is still no action in their bullpen, so it looks like they're going to go with Ozak the whole way unless he gets into trouble in the seventh inning.
Yeah, pitch high and away to Mento, the left-hand hitting Mento, for a ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third base here, 9-3 Danvers. Bottom of six, the pitch to the plate. Curve high and away. That was just snagged by Jordan. He had to reach up little, almost like a little snow cone.
Yeah, great athletic play. Great athletic play. High fastball.
Full count here. Runner at third base, two outs. The pitch to the plate by O'Neill. Swung on, hit to center field. Struck well. Back goes the center fielder Mulligan. Going back, still running back. Reaches up and makes the catch for the out. Mulligan got the beat on that ball and pulled it down, going away gently to center field. And Mento flies out to center to end the sixth inning for Danvers. We've gone six full. 9-3 the score, with Danvers leading Reading. And it's last at-bats here for Reading coming up here on MSONewsSports.com. We'll be back with that just ahead.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Last at bats for Reading High School, seventh inning, trailing 9-3. Connor Mulligan, the leadoff batter, is up. Leadoff batter in the game. Swings at the first pitch, hits it in the air to center field. McGinnis to his left, now coming in quickly, makes the catch. Misread that one for a moment, but recovered nicely.
Stayed
the center
with it all
fielder.
The way, nice play.
Mulligan was 1-for-3, had a single and scored a run in the fifth inning.
Running down to their last two outs, Bill.
Scored their second run, struck out twice earlier. And it is Andrew Olczak still on the mound for Danvers, trying for the complete game here. And as you mentioned earlier, John, no one warming up in the Danvers pen. Carl Gillies is up. He's 2 for 3, a double and a single. Has an RBI tonight. Right-hand batter, curve swung on and missed. One out here in the seventh inning. They're down to their last two outs in this game.
Boy, Andrew certainly had that curveball going for him tonight. I mean, that's a great
hit. Yeah, a lot of breaking balls tonight for him. The one-strike pitch misses away.
82 miles an hour, seventh inning, a lot of pitches. Strong, strong competitor.
Trying to bite that corner. He's been getting that outside strike call here tonight, outside part of the plate. Next one is hit on the ground, past second base, into center field for a base hit. Now the center fielder chasing it down in right center field. Gillies will go to second. It's rolling to the track. Gillies headed to third, and the throw is too late. It's a triple. Well, a lot of balls seem to die when they hit the grass out there. That one skimmed and continued on out between the right fielder and the center fielder, and Gillies triples to right center field.
Yeah, I was watching him. It looked like he'd made a bad approach to it. He overestimated what he was going to be, and then the ball skipped and took off on him. So that's his third hit, too. Gillies' third hit tonight.
Yeah. Three hits here tonight. Well, he's got a single, double, and now a triple here in tonight's game.
He's the big guy.
Yeah, here's Corey DiLoreto. Intentionally walked in the first inning, took a called third strike in the fourth, and singled in the fifth inning. Right-hand batter swings, hits one to right field, deep. Back goes Lynch, still going back. He's not going to get this one. One hops the wall. The runner from third comes easily in to score, and DiLoreto chugs into second base with a double. Run scores, 9-4 the score. Well, Danvers may need all those runs that they scored here tonight. RBI for DiLoreto, his first RBI, second hit of the night. And here's Liam O'Neill.
That pitch count's got to be up now, Billy, a little bit. You know, it's 9-4, we're in the seventh, and it's got to be up a little bit. And there's still no action, so extremely confident, two outs away.
This is their guy. They're going to ride Olczak.
Absolutely, ride the horse.
Here is Liam O'Neill, 0 for 3 tonight, takes a strike called. Nothing and one to O'Neill. Liam O'Neill has really pitched well since coming in relief here tonight, though, for Redding. Struck out, swinging in the first, grounded out to the first baseman in the fourth, and then grounded out to the third baseman unassisted. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Two hops, fielded there by Roberto. Throws on to first, in time for the out. Runner at second, DiLoreto stays there.
Two down.
DiLoreto could do nothing there. The ball was hit right in front of him to the shortstop. Stays at second. And, of course, he's not going to be gambling on the bases with a 9-4 deficit looking at them. And here's Tom White, the first baseman, popped out to the second baseman in the first, singled in the fourth, and took a called third strike in the sixth inning. What is Olczak's seventh strikeout of the time. There's a ground ball to short. Roberto has it, gloves it, throws to first, safe. Runners will be at the corner. That, I think it's just got to be a base hit.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's going to be Redding's. It is a hit, and that's their 11th hit.
DiLoreto heads to third base there, so runners are at the corners. And here's Joe Bradley. Bradley has reached twice on errors tonight on grounders and had a fly out to center field. He scored a run. And actually, Olczak picked him off first base in the second inning.
9-4, two outs, seventh inning.
Andrew Olczak looking for the complete game for Danvers. The pitch to the plate. It's a curve for a strike. Bill Newell and John Squires with you here tonight on MSO News Sports. Next one is a strike two call.
Down to their last strike. Never say die, though. That was a great play, sliding into first base head first. Keep Redding's chances alive.
No balls, two strikes here. The pitch to the plate is fouled back.
84 miles an hour. So he's pumped up. He wants his last out badly.
9-4 our score. Redding with two outs here in the seventh inning. Runners at first and third. Bradley waits at the plate. The pitch is hit on the ground. Line drive catch by the shortstop Roberto to end the game. frustrating ending for Redding with two runners on, but a line drive catch by Roberto and Andrew Olzak pitches the complete game for Danvers High School in a 9-4 Division II North championship game. Well, John, I think we'll keep it right here and do our quick recap here
tonight. Sounds good.
But Redding with a single, with a, rather two runs in the fifth inning, a single run in the sixth inning, and a single run here in the seventh inning.
Yep.
While Danvers High School had the big seven-run fourth inning. They had a single run in the second inning. As we mentioned, seven in the fourth inning
and one
in the sixth inning. And 9-4, our final score. And I guess the story here tonight was that seventh inning where they just kind of things went got undone. I mean, it was the one big hit in that inning was almost an after, you know, at the end of it all, the three-run triple by Danny Lynch. But
well, you look at
singles,
that, Billy. If he doesn't get that triple, it's a 6-4 ball game. So, I mean, Danvers, as we said, they were out hit 11-8. Andrew Olzak just gutted it out. He ended up with eight Ks and one walk. PitchCon, I'd love to know what it is. Maybe you'll talk to Roger about that. Who knows? But anyways, and Redding did not go quietly. Redding competed right to the end, a line drive, a nice catch by Roberto in the game. So it's a big win for Danvers, their second North championship, and now they await to see what happens down south.
Tim Unser with three hits for Danvers, Zach Dillon with two hits for the Falcons, and I just want to give Redding, we had one player. Who did we have? Oh, we had DiLoretto with two hits and Carl Gillies with three hits for Redding High School. And so that is it. Our final score here tonight, Danvers 9, Redding 4 here tonight. So Danvers improves to 21-2, 15 straight wins now for the Falcons. They're on to the state championship game later this week, and Redding falls to 19-5. Special thanks to both head coaches today, Dave Blanchard for joining us on our pregame show, and Roger Day from Danvers High School also joining us on our pregame show. Special thanks to our two ADs, Thomas Zaya from Redding High School, Andy St. Pierre from Danvers High School. And that'll do it for us from Lasher Park in Lowell. Final score, Danvers 9, Redding 4. This is MSONewsSports.com.